everyone, and welcome to Futures in Languages, a podcast showcasing stories from UCF Modern Languages and Literatures Department alumni. I'm Christina Torres. I'll be hosting today's episode, and today we'll be talking with Marcio Gomez, who graduated from the TESOL program in spring of 2019. Marcio, thank you so much for coming and joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Could you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Right. I come from Brazil. I have been teaching English for well over three decades now. I started really young, and I've always taught in an EFL setting, you know, English as a foreign language. But then after a while, I decided to come to UCF to do my master's. I did have a certificate degree, very similar to what UCF offers from a university back in Brazil, but I decided to do a master's, and then I came to UCF in 2017.
Great. Thanks, Marcio. And just out of curiosity, what prompted your decision to come to UCF's program?
Well, I had been to UCF before. My wife was a postdoctoral scholar at UCF, and then I had seen what the program had to offer, and I was kind of, it just seemed like an interesting program to me, and it combined some practical experience. It had all the theoretical depth that I was kind of looking for at the time. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was a good idea.
Great. Thanks so much. So you've been graduated for almost a year now from the master's program. Yeah. Can you tell us what have you been up to since graduation?
Right after graduation, I'd like to say that I also did, I made a choice for the thesis, right? I wrote a thesis, especially because I was very interested in social linguistics at the time. I thought that my social linguistics class was a real game changer for me because it really opened up a world in terms of, you know, understanding a little more about the social aspects involved in language acquisition, second language acquisition, that is. So I went back to Brazil and I applied for a PhD in education at the University of Central Florida, and I got accepted immediately afterwards. So I didn't really have time to, you know, to further my career after I graduated, because I did come back almost immediately afterwards for the PhD program.
Okay. All right. So you went from MA TESOL into the PhD program in education with a focus in TESOL. You liked TESOL UCF track. So much, you came right back to UCF.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Great.
That's right.
Great. So since you kept going on the academic track and you talked a bit about your experiences in the courses and your social linguistics course and your thesis also, how did the MA TESOL program in modern languages prepare you for your life now?
It gave me the breadth, I think, of the full scope of understanding second language acquisition, but also understanding more about research, because I did have a research course that was very enlightening. That's where I learned about qualitative versus quantitative, and I was able to really understand, to begin to understand statistics at that point, because I had never had a background in statistics up until then. Mm-hmm. And then there are other courses such as assessment, and then there are electives such as social linguistics, and then speaking and listening. So there are a lot of practical courses, but also those that are more focused on theory, like issues in second language acquisition and educational issues. Those are also very, very interesting, and they also prepare you. I think they kind of, you know, lay the foundation, so to speak, if you want to further your studies, you know, and become a researcher, which is kind of what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. And can I just ask, what prompted your interest in going in the research direction? You mentioned that you've been working in language and teaching English as a foreign language for a while. What interested you in the research track?
Right. I think, well, second language acquisition really fascinates me. And after this thesis that I wrote, which is focused on second language acquisition issues within the population of Puerto Ricans coming to Central Florida, I decided that I wanted to continue to investigate, you know, additional issues that prevent students from acquiring the language, or that, you know, research that can help understand the process of acquiring a second language. Mm-hmm. So that's what really propelled me to continue my studies and try to understand more and more about the topic. Great. And contribute to the field, I would say.
So would you say that your master's in TESOL in the program kind of sparked more curiosity in you?
It did, absolutely. I don't think I would have had the impetus, let's say, to become a researcher, to understand more about the process, if it had not been for the TESOL program. program. I think especially the social linguistics course that I took, which, as I said to you, is really an eye-opener. Mm-hmm. At the time, I had never considered such issues as identity or, you know, social constructs that really can make a difference in terms of positive or a negative impact in the acquisition of a second language. And that's when it really just sparked a flame inside. It piqued my curiosity to a certain extent that I felt I had to continue to study more. I felt that I had to delve deeper into the world of second language acquisition and education in general. And because I have been a teacher for 3 decades, and I have worked in, you know, teacher education and teacher formation, I felt that, hey, I could put these two together, I mean, and prepare a new generation of teachers to be in the classroom, right?
That's really exciting. And thank you for sharing that. Ultimately, I know as teachers, and we're both teachers, sparking curiosity is one of our goals. And teachers, it's exciting to hear you talk about that. I have one more question here for you, and that is, what advice would you offer someone who is interested in studying TESOL?
I think a person studying TESOL or interested in studying TESOL should obviously look at different programs and compare, but ultimately choose a program like UCF's program that has a combination of these, you know, theoretical background knowledge courses, but also a offering, the idea of offering practical courses, such as the practicum itself and the approaches to ESOL. There are so many other interesting courses that really provide an opportunity to practice what you learn. Mm-hmm. And so that combination, I think, is essential because it gives you an opportunity to, as soon as you have your diploma, you have a feeling that, hey, I not only have the theory, but I also have the practice to go with it, right? Mm-hmm. That's what really, I think, matters at the end. It gives you a little boost in your confidence that I know how to do it. I have been given the opportunity to practice that. Mm-hmm. And that's my main idea.
The balance of the theoretical with the practical.
I think it really makes a difference, yeah, right? Definitely. And I got that at UCF. I thought it was really interesting. I mean, for the duration of the program, I was a GTA and I had all sorts of opportunities within the classroom, outside of the classroom, not only grading, but also teaching, also involved in tutoring. So I thought that the program had really a wonderful combination. I was able to derive a great deal of benefit out of it.
That's great. Thanks, Marcio. And I'm just curious, do you have a favorite story from any time that you remember from your MA in TESOL?
Right off the top of my head, it's really when I first went into the social linguistics class, because I had to choose an elective and I said, this sounds interesting, but I didn't really have knowledge of what I was expecting was something like, okay, maybe a little more about, well, let me rephrase that. I didn't know what I was going to study in the course, and I was pleasantly surprised to see that it really changed my perspective. I was very much focused on being a very technical teacher, understanding more about the pedagogy and trying to use the right technique. Mm-hmm. But that aha moment halfway through the social linguistics course of working with identity and discovering other issues, that was like something that really changed my mind. I became a different person as a result of that course in particular. It might be an overstatement, but as a teacher, I kind of transformed my way of thinking of what methodology should be. It should not only be about being technical, having, you know, the perfect grammar, having and teaching all of those aspects, but rather trying to see your student from a holistic perspective, understanding a social background in which that student is inserted, and all of that. That really kind of opened up my eyes, and that's my takeaway from the program, was like, wow, this alone made such a huge impact. Can you imagine? Maybe if I can multiply that.
That's great. And so exciting to hear that, Marcio. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. Thank you so much for being with us today.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for the opportunity. I really enjoyed it.
Very excited to have you in our lineup. Thank you for listening to this episode of Futures in Languages. I'd like to give a shout out to DaVideo Guy for our intro and outro music downloaded from freesound.org. I'm Christina Torres, and our featured guest today was Marcio Gomez. For more information on the TESOL program and other language programs in modern languages, please see our website at mll.cah.ucf.edu. Tune in next time to hear more alumni stories from the Modern Languages and Literatures Department.